So right before Christmas, Monsignor put me in charge of setting up all the Christmas decorations, and I went nuts with it. Just went all out and just really wanted to impress him. And just also, I just love Christmas, and so I just really wanted to deck out the whole rectory. And yeah, he was very generous in kind of giving me license to choose how I decorate it. So, you know, I imagine that was kind of hard for him because, you know, the rectory, in a certain sense, he's the boss. It's his to a certain extent, and I'm just kind of one of the roommates kind of bunking up there. But I remember preparing and decorating, and one thing I decided to do was I had this trophy buck from my grandpa that used to hang in my grandpa's house before he went into a nursing care facility. And so I took that and I put it in the main room. And before he arrived, I knew, I was like, he's not gonna like this. He's not gonna like what I did. And I was right, because the day he came back from vacation and saw the decorations, you just could see him like looking around, and then he finally like laid his eyes on the deer head, and he's just like, didn't say much, and like I knew he didn't like it. But eventually, you know, he came around, and it still hangs there today, so. I guess I have a good sense of decoration, so. But I kind of just bring up the story because in the first reading, we kind of hear of this community life, these apostles sharing a life in common, sharing all their possessions together. And I was kind of thought of, it's kind of very interesting that as a priest, you know, I share kind of a more communal life with the other priests I serve here at St. Pat's. And again, a lot of times it's fantastic. You know, one of the beautiful things is that we're able to come together and we pray together, we have meals together, and just like the apostles, we're able to share and talk about just sometimes the amazing things that the Holy Spirit is doing in our community and just kind of rejoice and just give thanks to all God has done. But another important aspect of communal life, which I'm sure we all experience in our own families and other communities that we belong to, is that at times there's a certain bumping of heads and wills, you know, that when we live together, I want things one way and Monsignor Deutsch wants them another way. And at times, believe it or not, we bump heads a bit. And this is good, I think, because as Christians, there's a certain kind of dying of will that needs to take place. In order that Christ might be the center of our life, a lot of times we have to die to our own will. And I think community is so essential to helping us die to our own will, because we bump into other goods, and sometimes we just have to concede and just give in to another family member's decision. And it's good for us because it helps die to our own will. And in doing so, it allows us to better follow Christ. And so today in the gospel, we see Thomas, he's doubting, he's in disbelief of the resurrection. And it's amazing how the way that Jesus dispels this disbelief is having Thomas actually feel his wounds. That the idea is that this resurrection, this Christian life, Christ's suffering is a part of that. And in his resurrected body, these wounds don't disappear. In fact, they're the sign of his glory. They're the sign of his love, is that he loved us so much that he would do the most unpleasant things, certain dying to ourselves. And so today we just want to ask the Lord and his grace in the communities we belong to, whether it's our family, whether it's this parish community, just to help give us the grace that when we find an occasion that we kind of need to die to our will, that we might do so gracefully and just open ourselves up to follow Christ, and in doing so have life eternal.